Hi, this is a dictation for patient Roy Miller, R-O-Y-M-I-L-L-E-R, Roy Miller, date of birth 11-12-1983, and date of accident 10-24-2020. Date of service is 2/25/2022. The patient initially was seen on 11-16-2020. For an automobile accident where his car sideswiped on the driver's side, and the patient was taken to the Henry Ford Hospital. The impact of the accident caused a head injury along with headaches, loss of balance, nightmare, fearful of the event, nausea and vomiting, and the patient was complaining of pain in the neck and the left knee along with radiation to the left arm with the involvement of second and third finger, as pain in the left knee was 8. Patient was reporting stiffness throughout, sleeping and problem and anxiety problems. The patient has never came since then. He was last seen on 11-23-2nd. The patient was last seen on 2/4/2021. Then he represented 1 year later now. He did not provide any excellent reason, except that his attorney office referred him for evaluation here. I believe that his previous medical services were terminated because the clinic was closed and he has no other choice but to switch over. At this time, patient reports that he is suffering from pain in the neck and lower back and the left knee since the time of accident, with only minimal improvement. They are felt like throbbing, aching, burning, shooting, and they present most of the time, especially in the morning and evening, and worsened by standing, walking, twisting and lifting, as well as cold, stress and poor sleep and the weather changes. However, the improvement of the pain is obtained by rest, lying, warm shower, cold, heat and pain medication. These are associated with numbness, fatigue, vomiting, nausea, and anger, anxiety, and the patient barely can sleep no more than 3 hours. His daily activities are completely interfered. He has had 2 injections to the left knee at the previous doctor's office. He has had physical therapy, tensionate all along, but no MRI has been done, no CT scan has been done, no X-rays have been done. Medication-wise, patient has used Narco, Tramadol, Gabapentin, Cyclobenzaprin. In the medical history, patient reports high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and anxiety. Surgical history, none. Mental health history, none. His primary care doctor is Dr. Darvish. No known drug allergies, marital status single, and he has no children, and he lives alone. His highest education is high school, and he is unemployed. He used to be a temporary temp cook and also worked in security and home care provider. He has never filed a disability, and currently his legal agency is JC Auto Law. Personal history, patient uses 4 cups of coffee and 1 to 5 cigarettes a day. He does not use any drug except marijuana. Family history is positive for high blood pressure, diabetes, pain problems. Currently he is on Norco, Lisinopril, Tervastatin, Glipanid, Gabapentin, Flexeril. In the system review, patient has positive finding in the following area: in constitutional, lack of energy, poor appetite, and endocrine, cold intolerance, musculoskeletal weakness, muscle pain, joint pain, neurological, poor concentration, numbness and tingling of the arm and legs, psychiatric, anger, usually high energy, excitability, anxiety, high ongoing relationship problem, and excessive worry. The patient also reported that he was having an extreme hard time in finding a transportation to bring him to the healthcare providers. His headaches are mostly moderate, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the back. The left knee pain is reported to be 8, which is worse on getting up, on going upstairs or downstairs or sitting on the floor. Back pain and neck pain are 7, without any major radiation. The shoulder pain is also present, but minimal. He reports that his left hand, third and fourth finger is numb, and on the right side, third and fourth finger is numb. It goes up and it is off and on. He also has some burning of the left forearm and left arm, according to him. And in addition, patient reports left leg, lateral and front, is numb and tingling in a L3-4 nerve distribution. He has a moderate anxiety, sleeps for 2 to 3 hours, loss of balance is reported, nausea is reported, denies any loss of memory or vomiting or vision problem. He has had an MRI done for the lumbar spine, and he went to C-spine, but he has not received any epidural injections. The C-spine folded their clinic and they left without leaving him without any doctor. Physical therapy 3 times per day he is doing, 3 times per week, with a choice physical therapy for the last 13 months. 75% improvement has been obtained. And he expects more physical therapy to continue. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 225 over 143, pulse is 90, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit that is recorded. And is June 4, 2021. The dictation number was 0204-067. Please use that dictation. It is also reported that he was, so diagnosis will remain as a plan of care. The patient was in jail from 12-9-2020 to 1-31-2021. He has had a lot of difficulty in transportation. He was saying C-spine and also joint spine and joint clinic. They both were closed and he could not find a doctor. He has done a reasonable amount of physical therapy at this time. In the MRI that was submitted, there is a finding of as follows. The left knee is completely normal. The cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C6 and C6-7 with deforming the anterior ventral surface of the cervical cord. No central canal stenosis is reported. In the lumbar spine, there is a 8 millimeter disc herniation leading to encroachment of the epidural space. These MRIs were reviewed, all the options were discussed with the patient. Patient has been advised that he will benefit from cervical epidural and lumbar epidural steroid injection. If the patient will provide consent, we'll be more than happy to provide him such injections. To relieve his pain, these are cortisone injections given to the epidural system. the person is provided a therapy 2 times per week, which will be reduced to 1 a week, since he already has done an excellent course of therapy. And I do not believe further treatment benefit will happen. So the patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day, as well as Furoscid 1-2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets, Carbapentin 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets, Tramadol for pain is provided 50 milligram at night, 15 tablets. A physical therapy was ordered, as well as the disability is for the work and housework and replacement, as well as transportation help. At this time, no other modalities are available to help him. He already has all the DMEs, like tensionate, neck brace, knee brace, rotator walker that he is supposed to use. Thank you.